All right, guys, welcome to the Instant Reaction Podcast here tonight, presented by Exile Brewing Company. Shout out to them. Good night to go and stop and get an Exile after Iowa State does what, you know, what a Big 12 team absolutely should do against an FCS team. Iowa State beats Northern Iowa tonight by a 42-24 final. Here's a quick look for those tuning in on Facebook Live of Jack Trice Stadium as it's emptying out. I'm still up here in the press box getting ready for Cyclone Reaction. But hey, it's 10:30 when I'm recording this. If you're listening, hop on over. Go to a Fairway Food Store. Get yourself an Exile beer. I actually have a six-pack of Hanna that I will enjoy tonight when I get home. Probably be like 1 o'clock in the morning, but damn it, I will drink it anyways. All right. First of all, the first reaction that I have from this is it's been quite some time since we've seen Iowa State, you know, display some dominance over an FCS team. So that was encouraging. The first quarter, super iffy, I guess is the way I would put it for Iowa State. Here's a crazy stat for you that nobody saw coming. Two pick sixes for Iowa State in the first quarter. That's insane. Rob Gray was keep an eye on Rob Gray's piece later on tonight at Cyclone Fanatic, because he's going to have some research, some stats on that. But that's an incredible stat. Iowa State last year, I think, forced 13 turnovers in the entire 2016 season. Three tonight that they forced on the Northern Iowa Panthers. So that's absolutely a really good start defensively for Iowa State. They weren't great, though. Northern Iowa racked up 378 yards. Iowa State wins 42-24, barely outgains the Panthers. So the Panthers were able to move the football consistently. But I did like what I saw tonight, guys, from Iowa State's rush defense. So last year, Northern Iowa came in here, outrushed Iowa State 251-52. Tonight, Iowa State actually wins the rushing battle 134-119. But I think there's a major difference in this Iowa State defensive front. Now, it wasn't perfect tonight, but I think Ray Lima, the JUCO, the sophomore JUCO defensive tackle, absolutely made a really big difference. He is a legitimate Big 12 defensive tackle, and I'm not sure the last time Iowa State is really. I mean, DeMond Tucker was okay, but he was still undersized. Lima's got the size, he's got the talent. And I thought he really made a great impact for that defense tonight. But the two pick sixes, Willie Harvey had one. Brian Peavy had an interception. Kamari Cotton-Moya had the second pick six for Iowa State. Nobody saw that coming tonight to start it. You thought that the offense would come out early and roll. It did not. What was encouraging is that they settled in at halftime, and third quarter comes around with a 9-play, 65-yard touchdown drive that I thought really set the tone, started to ice the game for Iowa State. And that's where David Montgomery came in, the sophomore running back. 14 carries tonight, 82 yards, but he averaged 5.9 yards per carry. Now, that third quarter drive that I just talked about, I mean, listen, it was a deal where Montgomery was the man. Like, the blocking was okay, but it wasn't great. Montgomery made that happen. He was a bad man on that drive. I thought he looked really good. Also interesting, too, so Mike Warren had 12 carries. So they split the carries nearly even between those two. However, Warren only averaged 2.8 yards per carry on the night. But nonetheless, I was surprised to see Mike Warren at kick return tonight, but he was effective. He had a 35-yard return in the second half. That was good to see. Jacob Park tonight, 27 of 35, 271. I thought he needed some time to settle in, but once he did, he got much more consistent as the game went on. I thought early on he was checking down a lot. He was settling for some stuff. He started to look more downfield as the game went on, and Iowa State's offense benefited from that. Where Alan Lazard, 8 catches tonight, 108 yards, and he became Iowa State's career reception leader. at Iowa State. I think 177 is where he's at. The record before that was 176, held by Todd Bly. So it took him a while, but they did get Alan Lazard involved. And then Hakeem Butler, he had a touchdown pass. We heard all sorts of stuff about him throughout fall camp. But I get, listen, the two big reactions here is they finally took care of business in week one against an FCS team. It makes the Cy-Hawk week so much more bearable. After those opening losses and then going on RVTV and being on Twitter, I mean, it's unbearable when you're 0-1 heading into Cy-Hawk week. So you get that out of the way. But I liked how they made adjustments. That was really good to see tonight. That offense was super bad for the majority of the first half, and they come out and they made legitimate adjustments. And that was really good to see, I thought, tonight from Iowa State. Looking ahead to the Cy-Hawk game, of course, that's next week, an 11 o'clock kick here at Jack Trice Stadium. So Iowa beat Wyoming 24-3 today. I thought Iowa was a lot like what I expected to see from the Hawkeyes, where defensively they're really good. And don't get me, their secondary is inexperienced. When you're that good up front in the front seven, your secondary, especially playing in the Big Ten, it's not that relevant. They are insanely good in their front seven. Their linebackers are elite. They might have the best group of linebackers in the entire country. So things get much more difficult next week for Iowa State. However, I do see an opportunity. I mean, Iowa's offense was – Stanley went like 8 for 15 today. He had three touchdown passes. But Iowa State, they blitzed a lot tonight. That was as much as we've seen an Iowa State defense blitz in years. And I'd be shocked if they're not stacking 8-9 in the box against Iowa next week. I think it's a really interesting matchup when it comes to the X's and O's. I've been actually texting back and forth with my friend John Miller from Hawkeye Nation all night. He's nervous about that matchup, and I think there's aspects of it from an Iowa State standpoint where you have to be nervous as well, just the trenches. I mean, Iowa's going to have an advantage probably on both sides of the football. So that's something to be concerned about and that we'll talk about a lot, I'm sure, here in the next week. A couple of questions coming in here on the Facebook live feed. About injuries. Now, David Montgomery went down in the third quarter. It was just cramps. I wouldn't worry about that. That's a really positive thing for tonight. Really no serious injuries to note for Iowa State. We did have one to report before the game started. Ogie, the offensive guard, I think he's out for the year. If he's not out for the year, he's out indefinitely. So keep an eye on that. I'm sure we'll get some more information on that following Matt Campbell's press conference. But hey guys, overall a really good night. Want to keep these short and concise. If you're watching on Facebook Live, we're going to be doing this after every game this year, so be sure to tell your friends. Go and drink some Exile beer as well. It's a celebratory night. When's the last time we got to leave Jack Trice Stadium and go and buy some beer? Celebratory reasons. It's usually because you want to drink yourself silly to forget about what you just watched. That's not the case tonight. Go and suck down a Hannah. Tell them Chris Williams sent you. Heck yeah. All right. Iowa State wins 42-24. If you want more of this, I'll be going on Cyclone Reaction with Jack Whitford and the Cyclone Radio Network. That will start probably around 11:20. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Rate us on iTunes. We appreciate that. Tell people how much you enjoy it. Share this on Facebook. We would appreciate that. And thanks again for watching, listening. Great win tonight for Iowa State.